It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A former Oakland Catholic standout swimmer is heading to next month's Summer Olympics in Rio. Leah Smith qualified by finishing second in the women's 400-meter freestyle final of the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in a personal best time of 4 minutes 0.65 seconds. She also has earned a spot on the 800-meter freestyle relay team, and she joins us now by phone from Charlottesville, Virginia, where she is a four-time NCAA champion for the University of Virginia. Leah Smith, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Congratulations on making it to the Olympics.
Thank you so much.
How long have the Olympics been a dream for you?
I would say probably since probably not since I just started. I probably became more of a dream when I was 9 or 10.
So that's a long time. Mm-hmm. And now that the Olympics are a reality, how does it feel to be called an Olympian?
It feels pretty cool. I mean, I still, when people say that word, it doesn't feel real yet. Maybe it'll feel real next month when I'm there, but it's pretty surreal. I mean, I've been wanting to do this for over 10 years, so it's been a long time.
Your Olympic trials time in the 400 free ended up being a personal best, and you reportedly had this surprised look on your face when you saw your time. Why were you so surprised?
I mean, I know that I definitely put in the work to go best times, but the time that I went was a time that I totally was not expecting. I mean, I had dropped basically 3 seconds from my time going into the meet, and I was just so shocked that I was, one, like, that I had made it, and two, that I was a time that I had only dreamed of going. And my, like, lifetime goal is to go under 4 minutes, and so to be almost there was really cool for me.
You finished second in the trials to freestyle phenom Katie Ledecky, who won a gold medal at the London Olympics. So what's wrong with you, Leah? Why didn't you beat her?
I mean, I've been steadily dropping every year, but so has she. She's so, so talented, and I love swimming next to her, but I wouldn't say I'm quite there yet.
The Olympic trials have to be incredibly stressful. Describe what it's like to deal with that kind of pressure, knowing that if you know, you've got this one chance to make the team, and if you're a little off or you're having a bad day, all that hard work is for naught.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty brutal when you think about it. You could be lighting it up the whole year, and when it comes down to it, if you just don't have the race that you needed at that time, you're not going to be on the team. So that was pretty stressful, but I went 4 years ago, and so I had a little bit of experience dealing with the pressure. Would say I dealt with it a lot better this time. I just tried to have a relaxed mindset and trust the training that I had done and trust my coaches had prepared me well. So I think having a relaxed mindset really helped me have the meet that I did.
And what are the chances that you're going to, as you say, light it up on the day that you are supposed to light it up, that to have it time out perfectly for you like that?
I mean, I think everybody wants to believe that the chances are high, and, you know, you in swimming, we rest for the last couple weeks before our big meet so that you time it perfectly, but it's not an exact science, and sometimes it just doesn't work out, but I had been putting up times the whole year that I thought were pretty consistent, and so that kind of gave me the confidence going into the meet that I could have a good day when I needed it.
Is there a better way for athletes to qualify for the Olympics? Is there some sort of aggregate time thing that can be done so that it doesn't end up being this one win or take all? You do it in that moment or you're done for another 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that there could be, you know, like who puts up the best times during the year and you kind of average them out. But I think that Olympic trials is very, very similar to the Olympics. It's the exact same schedule. And I think that if you can't perform under the pressure of Olympic trials, it's probably unlikely that you'd perform at the Olympics. And so I think that's the mindset, that you want to be as prepared as you can going into the Olympics, try to get on the podium, try to final. So I think that it's a good way to select it. It just, sometimes it's very heartbreaking.
We're talking with Leah Smith, Pittsburgh swimmer, who's qualified for the Olympics, which get underway next month in Brazil. Leah, you qualified in two freestyle events. That's the crawl stroke, right?
Yes.
Why is the crawl your best stroke as opposed to the butterfly or the backstroke or the breaststroke?
Well, when I was little, I only liked to do backstroke because I didn't want to put my face in the water. but then as I got more comfortable with the water, I turned into a breaststroker and then kind of phased out of that, and then I stuck to freestyle. But I would say right now my strength is that my stroke is similar to like a windmill, in that I kind of straight arm the whole thing, which is pretty uncommon for a distance swimmer to do. But it helps me get a lot more distance out of my arms than other people would. And so my coaches always say that I swim tall, like taller than I am. So, yeah, that's why I'm good at the crawl, I guess.
How tall are you, by the way?
I'm 5'9".
Is that an average height for a swimmer? Does it matter?
On the Olympic team, it's a shorter height. There's a ton of girls over 6 feet. And I think my whole 800 free relay is pretty up there. I think it's more girls over 6 feet than there aren't. But I mean, in other sports, I'd be considered really, really tall. So
when did you know that you were a good swimmer?
Probably when I was 14 or so, I got invited to, a camp that USA Swimming was holding. And, it was kind of just across the country, some of the best swimmers from each, zone. And they kind of sat us down and told us, 2/3 of you will go on to make this kind of team. A couple of you will go on to make the national team, and maybe one or two of you will make the Olympic team. So probably since I was 14, I've been hoping to be that person that makes it.
You were the one or the two.
Yeah, I think there might have been some. The Olympic team this year has a lot of my teammates from the national junior team 4 years ago. So it's a pretty young team.
And I'm going to bet, being from Pittsburgh, that you must have spent hours and hours practicing at Trees Pool at Pitt. Is that...
I did not practice there, but I had hours and hours of meets there. I practiced at the Jewish Community Center in Squirrel Hill, but I definitely went to the Christmas meet every year at Trees Pool, one of my favorite meets. So, yeah.
I'm sure the Jewish Community Center is happy about the shout-out, too.
Yes, I'm sure.
And what's it like coming back to Pittsburgh for ACC competition? Because you would be going up against Pitt in meets and stuff, right? So you'd be back at Trees Pool.
Yeah, and I was hoping that one of the years we'd have an away meet at Pitt, but next year I think the meet is in Charlottesville, and my first year the meet was in Charlottesville. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to swim in front of a home crowd, but I was hoping that we'd have a meet so maybe my grandparents could come watch. But I mean, it's cool to swim Pitt because I have a really great relationship with their coaches. I see them all the time at meets, and some of the guys and girls on the team are from Pittsburgh, so I know them pretty well.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Leah Smith from Pittsburgh, who has qualified for the Olympics in Brazil next month in Rio. Is swimming a sport, Leah, where it's more of a grind just because you have to be in the water all the time for hours and hours? I'm guessing that there have to be quite a few days, probably more than we can imagine, where you just don't want to get in the water that day.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a lot of the reason why swimming is so hard, because you have your face in the water for a very long time, and you know, you can't really swim with music, and sometimes you can't hear anything anyone's saying because you just have to be swimming. And so you don't really get that kind of motivation that you might get with a sport where you can be above ground the whole time. But I think that's what makes it really special, is that my teammates and I know that. And so when we come to the wall for short breaks, we're really motivating to each other. And it's just constantly racing. So I think it's a really healthy atmosphere of competition.
So what happens between now and August 5th when the Olympics get started in Brazil? You get fitted for lots of cool Olympic gear, right?
Yeah, and that actually already happened. As soon as Olympic trials finished in Omaha, we got to go in this big room with all these clothes from USA Swimming sponsor Arena and Ralph Lauren and Nike, and that was one of the coolest moments because I've been on USA Swimming trips before and gotten, like, you know, the big bag of gear, but nothing compares to how much stuff they're giving us, which is so amazing.
Do you get to hang out with Michael Phelps? I mean, because you're all part of one team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on a team, and, you know, he's very down-to-earth, like, pretty good leader for the team, and he doesn't really act like I feel like in maybe some other sports, the stars could, you know, go off and do their own thing, but he's just one of us, trains the exact same way that everybody else does. And, it was a really cool moment after my, 400 free, he congratulated me, and I was pretty excited because I've looked up to him my whole life, for what he's done.
What a moment. That's tremendous. Mm-hmm. Now he's from Baltimore and you're from Pittsburgh. Do you ever get into any, Steeler Raven smack down talk?
Yeah, actually, he's been always, I've seen all over social media, a huge Ravens fan, and 2 summers ago when we were on the same Pan Pacific Championship team, I think I said something to his mom or his sister about Steelers, but yeah, I mean, I love the Steelers a lot, so. Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful, I guess, if you're about bringing it up in front of him, in front of Michael Phelps.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people have called for this year's Olympics to be postponed or even canceled because of the problems they're having in Brazil and concerns mm-hmm. over the Zika virus. Does any of that create any worries for you, Leah?
No, I wouldn't say I'm that worried about it because I have a lot of faith in the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Swimming to take care of us. I know that they have our best interests at heart. So I just am trusting that they will take care of what they need to take care of and let us do our job, which is focus on swimming and doing the best we can.
Has anyone talked to you yet, or have Olympic officials talked to you about precautions that they think you should take? You know, the swimming competition is usually indoors. I'm assuming that's mm-hmm. that's the case this time. Not that mosquitoes can't get in there, but is it maybe something where you don't have to worry about it as much because you are inside?
I would say yeah, since we're inside, and also since it's winter in Rio right now, or will be in the next month, I think they've told us it's less of an issue with mosquitoes in the winter and just bugs in general. But I think just with any country, I mean, USA Swimming and those organizations like to do their homework and figure out what the risks and precautions are going to be. So they've definitely done what they need to do. And they've given us some anti-mosquito treatment to put our clothes in. So, I mean, for the people that are really, really worried, I think that'll help them. But my mom, I would say, is one of the most cautious people that I know in the whole world. And she's going to support me, so I have faith that I think I'll be good.
And does the threat by Zika, does it create any more concerns for you as a woman?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the stuff that says, you know, like, you're not sure, like, how long the Zika virus could affect you after it would infect you. But, I mean, since there's not really a lot that's for sure known about it, I'm just going to take all the necessary precautions that I can and try to focus on what I need to do in the pool.
And I was going to ask you about your family traveling to Brazil to watch you compete, but you said for sure your mom is going. Anybody else going with you?
Yeah, my mom, dad, and then all three of my siblings are going, at least for a little bit. They can't stay the whole time because it's super expensive, but I'm just happy that they're even going.
Well, it sounds like a really excited time for you, exciting time, and a time when you can enjoy it as a family. So that'll make it even more special.
Yeah, I'm really excited for them, and I think they're staying in Copacabana, so that is the venue for some of the events like beach volleyball, and so I think it'll be such a cool experience for them now that they have like a reason to go. I think everybody dreams of going to watch the Olympics. It would be so cool. So I'm happy for them that they get to also have a once-in-a-lifetime experience like I do.
Leah Smith has been my guest. She is an outstanding swimmer from Pittsburgh who has qualified for the Olympics in Brazil. And Leah, congratulations. We will be watching you. Those of us who are here who are not going to be going to the Olympics will be watching on television and rooting you on for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leah. More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.